Dear fellow opisthokonts, that's opisthokonts, and that means many multicellular organisms as opposed to single-celled organisms such as bacteria. In the very distant past, on the order of a billion years ago, some microbes evolved to go multicellular. So now we humans have about 10 trillion of our own cells working together, with luck, and another 100 trillion microbes living in our guts, on our skin, etc., generally to keep us quite healthy. Plants, too, became multicellular, but they're on a different branch of the story of life. We share a branch, a clade, all the organisms derived from a common ancestor, with fungi. We animals and the fungi started alike, but now look quite different. What was the big deal for the divergence? An elegant and deep study by Edward Ocaña-Palares and colleagues show that fungi reduced their trend to multicellularity, and we animals gained many cell types. Even a big visible fungus, such as a mushroom, is pretty simple in structure. Fungi evolved much more metabolic capacities, so they can even digest cellulose. For all our divergence from fungi, however, we still share metabolic traits. It's a main reason that fungal infections are harder to treat. We still look too much like them metabolically. Kill them and you might kill us. So, still, thank the yeasts, those helpful bread makers and brewers. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.